Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Yes, good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes and myself. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203 and online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. The Hughes Retirement Group has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Birmingham, but the number is the same, 423-664-4203. We've got a lot we're going to cover on today's show, but before we get into it, Rick and Granger, how you doing?
Doing very well, Chris. Thank you.
Good. Granger, how about yourself?
Doing well, Chris. As you know, we're deep in the AEP here, the annual election period, so it's a busy time, but a good time.
It is an absolutely busy time. The annual election period is running now through December 7th, and it's an important time when it comes to planning for the next year. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things during the show. Actually, let's go ahead and talk about it right now. What kind of things do people need to be aware of as they approach the next year, as far as Medicare is concerned or just their insurance in general?
Chris, here's what I would tell our listeners. If you're in a plan now, this is the time, October 15th to December 7th, that the government allows you to make changes to your plan that will allow you to start a new plan January 1st of 2019. So if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan or a prescription drug plan, I would urge you, if you're not sure, give us a call here at the office. Myself or Granger would be more than glad to assist you. Obviously, we have an office in Chattanooga there or in Cleveland here. And worst case scenario, we've even had times, Chris, where somebody's handicapped and that sort of thing and can't get out. We'll even go to the residence. So if you're looking at making a change, give us a call. There's absolutely no cost to you for Granger and I to sit down and educate you on your options. We're a brokerage firm, which means we represent all the major insurance carriers out there. We'll be more than glad to help you.
I like that you said educate there, because education is a big part of what you guys are about, and it's partially why you guys do the show. It's why you guys offer the retirement classes, the new reality in our retirement throughout the year. It's to inform people and make them better prepared for things in retirement. To get more information, if you have questions about the annual election period or anything that we talk about on today's show, 423-664-4203 is the number. So a lot of us that are using Wall Street to try and grow our nest eggs, wondering if the good times might be finally coming to an end. Stocks recently hit correction territory, which means a loss of 10% or more at the end of last month. AIG's Jana Greer tells CNBC, investors are starting to worry.
Right now, their fear factor is incredibly high. Throughout the year, AIG does various surveys, and we found that about 79% of retirees and pre-retirees are saying they are concerned or very concerned about a market decline. And quite frankly, they should be.
So aside from just sitting around and worrying, what can our listeners do to protect their retirement from this volatility?
Well, Chris, I mean, I think the important thing to remember is this is what the markets do. And, you know, Dad and I have talked about 2017, and a lot of people became accustomed to seeing green every single day. In a way, this can be somewhat healthy. It can bring people back to reality. We've had a lot of volatility this year. Now, like I said, the fundamentals of the market, they're not really spooking anybody, I don't think. I think the fundamentals of the market still look good, but we are seeing that volatility in the actual stock market itself. So this may be a time where if you're sitting there and you've taken a big hit over the past couple of weeks, you may want to look at moving towards safer asset classes. You know, we've been dealing with a lot of people right now who basically want to get a portion of their money out of the game. So, you know, we've been dealing with people, a lot of them shifting towards fixed indexed annuities where they can still take part in some of the gains if the S&P or the Dow is doing well. But obviously, if the S&P or the Dow is tanking and they're experiencing close to their max drawdown there, then hopefully they're not taking that large decline as well.
And Granger, you know, you and I have talked on this show many, many times about the stock market being like a wave. If you're standing on the beach and you're seeing that wave form, it's beautiful. And it continues to rise and rise. And that's basically what we saw in 2017. But eventually, all of us have seen ocean waves before, and eventually they crest and then they start falling down. Now, we're not saying by no means are we in a market crash, anything like that, but we're seeing some correction there. interesting statistics, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ fell in correction territory by 10%. S&P 500 had its worst month since 2009, so it was down 8.67%. International equities had fifth straight week of losses. So we're beginning to see some things there that change, and it goes back to, again, people thinking it's going to be green every single day. And we saw a lot of that in 2017, and we've even seen quite a bit of that in 2018. But now we're beginning to see a little bit of a correction, and we always say, we guarantee the stock market will go up, it'll go sideways, and it'll go down. Lately, again, there's been a lot of volatility there. Mm-hmm. So as Granger just said, if you're looking at potentially banking some of those gains and putting it in something that's going to be safe, then now is the time to begin looking at doing that. And that doesn't mean you take all your money out of the market, because you could be saying right there, well, I'm going to leave my money in the market now because I've taken such a loss. I'm going to hope that it rebounds. And eventually it will rebound. It's just no one knows exactly when that's going to happen.
No one knows exactly when it's going to happen. No one knows for how long it'll be. And Granger, you and I talked about this last week, and we've talked about it several times. People became accustomed to the market just constantly going up in 2017. I said that they became complacent at that point, and I still think that still holds true. But whether the volatility of the past month was just a one-time thing or a sign of further things to come and an inevitable market correction, now's probably as good a time as any to go ahead and make sure that you will be protected, especially as you approach retirement, that what you've accumulated so far won't be completely wiped out in the event of a market correction. And again, we're not talking about taking everything you have out of the market, but putting in a strategy in place. And that's something that the Hughes Retirement Group can help you with. 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
And yeah, Chris, and one thing I would add to that is if you're out there right now and you're looking ahead maybe to 2019, the things to keep in mind, we know the interest rates are going to rise again. Mm-hmm. They're going to raise the interest rates again at least two more times next year. And as they raise those interest rates, that's going to cause more people to flock to a fixed income type asset class like a bond or a bond alternative, which is going to obviously affect the markets as a whole. We obviously know what's coming up here in November. So whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, I think one thing we can agree on is the markets don't like uncertainty. So if you've got the opposition party coming into power, you know, all of a sudden there could be some gridlock. So even if the Democrats take control of the House, they may not be able to get anything pushed through if the Republicans control the Senate. But as far as new tax cuts and things of that nature getting passed, it will become much more difficult. So you may not have the growth that we've had if you have somewhat of a gridlock. So looking ahead to 2019, now may be a good time, like we talked about, Dad, to take some of those gains and bank them so that moving forward, if we experience some volatility even more so in 2019 or maybe a larger correction, you're not in that game anymore and you're safe and sound on the sidelines.
And that, again, that is something that the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to discuss with you, happy to help you out with. 423-664-4203 is the number. One more time, 423-664-4203. Now, there are some people who may not have to worry about market volatility. For example, a Mega Millions winner in South Carolina landed a massive $1.5 billion jackpot a few weeks ago. Attorney Jason Kerlin says that when it comes to lottery winnings, usually suggests clients take the lump sum because they'll make a lot more money. But he says, you know, there are cases in which the annuity is actually better.
Once in a while, I will have a client that I know is going to spend like a drunken sailor, right? They're already talking about planes and islands and boats and houses for all of their friends and family. For those people, I say, you know what? Maybe there is such a thing called an annuity, and maybe that's best for you.
I'm still upset because I wasn't the guy who won the jackpot. But when might an annuity be the best place to park a large sum of money that we've accumulated or received?
Well, again, Chris, I think a good time would be, again, that's where we say banking the money, putting it somewhere where you know it's free from market loss. And that is an opportunity to see your money grow based on you being linked to an index such as the S&P 500. So if that index is performing positively, you get the interest credits credited to you, possibly at the end of the year if it's a one-year point-to-point. Obviously, if that index goes down into the negative, then you have a floor, and we call that floor zero is your hero. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to lose anything in that situation. So it just depends on what someone is looking for, but it is a bond alternative that can really help you in that area.
I mean, in reality, when you're dealing with this large amount of money, I mean, you're looking at $51 million a year for the next 30 years. An annuity is pretty attractive because, I mean, if you know how to manage your money, hopefully you're not going to spend $51 million a year. You know, if you look at the difference, I mean, if you look at the spread there, you're looking at $1.5 billion versus $878 million. So why wouldn't you take the annuity? You're leaving money on the table. Now, here's why I would say you maybe don't want to take it. are you going to continue to get those pension payments, those annuity payments? So this is what we talk about when we're talking to clients. That payout yearly may look attractive. It may look appealing. But then you have to rely on that credibility of the company that you've worked for, the state that you've worked for, to actually pay that amount out each year. So it can be advantageous to take the lump sum. So when we're dealing with our clients and our courses, Chris, we always say take control of that asset, because once you control the asset, you can put it into an annuity yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you're worried about the certainty or the ability to actually pay that $51 million for the next 30 years, definitely take that lump sum, because you control the asset. If you know how to manage your money, I mean, you can control that asset and you don't have to rely on somebody to shell you out a check every single year. And when you control that asset, obviously you can start doing things. Of course, if you're dealing with $878 million, I don't know that you're really going to be worried about that at that point. But you can start doing things to help create yourself tax efficiency and a tax-free situation in retirement.
We've talked multiple times throughout the show about pension programs that have had to reduce the benefits that they're paying out to their retirees, or some of them that have become solvent altogether. If you're approaching retirement and a pension is something that you're being presented with and you want to know the pros and cons versus taking the lump sum versus the regular payments, again, that's something Rick and Granger would be happy to talk to you about. 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. And on the off chance that you do win $1.5 billion in the future, they'd love to help you out there as well. 423-664-4203. Again, you're listening to The Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. HughesRetirementGroup.com is where you can go and check out previous episodes of the show. There in the top right corner, you see a Spotify link and a YouTube link, and you can just click on those. And previous episodes of the show are up there for you to listen to at your own time, because we know we do thank you every week for taking time out of your schedule to join us, but sometimes you don't have that time, and then you can check them out at your own pace up there. There's also some videos up there, instructional videos that Granger's put up there, things like the bucket approach and Social Security and taxation. Again, HughesRetirementGroup.com. There's a YouTube and Spotify link just right there in the top right corner. Now, about half of the wealthy baby boomers surveyed by Nationwide say they worry about being a burden to their loved ones in old age. I can relate to this. My mom told me many, many years ago that when she became older, she was just going to move away to a convent somewhere. I don't know if that's still the case. But is there any long-term care planning we could do now that might keep that from becoming a problem later?
There is, Chris. And the biggest thing is to start early. An example, I had a couple of clients in this past week who are in their mid-70s, and we've helped them for many years for their Medicare supplemental options. And they asked me, you know, we now are concerned about long-term care. And so there may be some options there for them. We're looking at those. But that's an example. I'm saying don't wait till you're in your mid-70s to all of a sudden wake up one day and say, we may need some long-term care. Because long-term care insurance policy is very, very difficult to get when you're older. Because, again, they're going to look at your health and see what is the likelihood of you going into a nursing home. So passing through underwriting is very difficult. It's very expensive. And if you are blessed and you're able to get it, it's use it or lose it. So you pay all the premiums. There are other strategies out there. I actually shared one of these this past week on a podcast if someone wants to look at that. We'll be more than glad to sit down with you and look at those strategies. We talk about that in our classes all the time. Because you build up a nest egg, hopefully, when you're getting to the point where you're going to retire and begin to take distributions, you really don't want to have to use that money for long-term care. So we advise, again, that it's important in your retirement planning to begin to develop long-term care strategies.
And here's something I think is interesting. You know, Nationwide did this survey about well-off older adults who they would consider making $150,000 or more. 47% of them were worried about becoming a burden to their loved ones. And 71%, they wanted the option to rely on family members. And, you know, I think it's interesting because, you know, a lot of long-term care policies, not all, but a lot of long-term care policies, you have to use a registered facility. So being able to rely on your family members doesn't really do you any good. But there are strategies out there that we utilize every day when we're dealing with clients that allow you to, number one, not be a use it or lose it. In a traditional long-term care policy, if it doesn't have a return of premium feature, you're going to pay all those premiums in. You've got the peace of mind if you need long-term care. It's there. But then all of a sudden, at the end of the day, if you haven't used it, you've wasted all those premiums. A lot of the strategies that we use, though, Chris, will allow you to, number one, use the money that you currently have. So if you've got some money in a 401k somewhere or a traditional IRA, you can use that money, even if it's a Roth IRA, use that money to access long-term care protection. And the great thing about using that, simple example here, if you've got $500,000 and you're using that, what it's going to do is it's going to work just like an annuity. It's going to create you an income stream. Let's just say it creates you an income stream of $2,000 a month, hypothetically. And the positive about this is you're going to get that income whether you need long-term care or not. But then all of a sudden, if you were to need long-term care, they're going to take that $2,000 they were giving you and double it to $4,000. Hmm. And here's where this is good. 71% of people want to rely on a family member. Now you've got the money because you don't have to be in a registered facility. You can stay at home. You can use the money to build wheelchair-accessible ramps. You can use the money to pay a kid to come in and help take care of you. So you don't feel like you're sucking away from the family. You're actually giving them money to help you. So that's a strategy you can use. You can also utilize life insurance. A lot of people think of life insurance as a death insurance. Every day when we're dealing with clients, life insurance comes up as a component for long-term care protection. We're able to actually access that death benefit while you're living for long-term care in a very similar fashion where you can access that death benefit and use it for those same things. If you want to stay at home and have a child take care of you, you can. If you want to have some accessibility to it, the facility that you want to choose, you'll have that option as well. But the biggest thing that we try to do is create more avenues for our dollar to work rather than just putting it away each month for a long-term care policy that we may or may not ever use.
Especially when long-term care is traditionally pretty expensive. That's why you guys work that in with your customized retirement strategy for all clients. Things like the alternatives to the high cost of long-term care. And Rick, you mentioned the podcast that you did last week where you talked about long-term care options. That is up there for you guys to listen to if you're interested in that at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Just click on the YouTube channel. It's the first video right there, long-term care options that Rick did earlier last week. HughesRetirementGroup.com. And if you want to speak with them about the alternatives to the high cost of long-term care and starting that customized retirement strategy, 423-664-4203 is the number, 423-664-4203. So fees seem to be an unavoidable reality, whether it be banking or cell phones or buying tickets, your retirement plan, for example. But Yahoo Finance says there's one financial category where you might be able to get some help just by asking.
A study by creditcards.com found that 84% of people got their late fee waived after asking their credit card company to do so, and 70% got their annual fee waived or lowered.
Now, what type of questions should we be asking about the fees we pay for our investment accounts?
Well, that should be one of the very first questions that you ask. And Granger and I, if we're not asked, we disclose it up front. We want people to understand what it's going to cost them if we're managing their funds and so forth. And I don't know, I don't want to say there are other advisors out there that do not do that, but we have people that will come to us and they have no idea what they're paying in fees. You know, they're surprised down the road when they find out exactly what they are paying. You know, we've talked many times on this show, like variable annuities, the average fee on that nationally is 3.4%. And that is very, very expensive. That doesn't mean a variable annuity is bad by any means. It's just, you need to find out exactly what you're paying. So when you sit down with someone, you know, if you feel like you're going to do business with them, before you actually put ink on paper, ask them, again, what are your costs out of it?
And, you know, something I would say that if you're dealing with a hedge fund manager who's yielding you 25% returns in a year, you can probably live with a 3% fee. But if you're in a variable annuity and you're making 6% and you're paying 3.5%, then all of a sudden those gains are getting eaten away at. So over the long course of time, if you're paying 3% a year or 3.5% a year the next 20 or 30 years, you've spent thousands of dollars depending on how much money you actually have in those accounts, if not upwards of millions if you've got quite a few in there. So that's okay if you understand what are you getting in return and you can live with that. So a lot of times when we test those portfolios and we look at the expense ratio and the hidden fees, because the thing you want to look at, mutual funds, for example, a lot of times in mutual funds, you've got a commission up front. Then you may have a fee that you get billed quarterly that's $45, $50, somewhere around there. It's like a contingent deferred sales charge. And then you actually have a potential fee on the back end or a commission on the back end if you go to sell that mutual fund. So the mutual fund is broken down into basically A, B, and C type shares. So they all are structured differently on how you're going to pay. So there's all sorts of different things out there that are going to have different commission structures, different fee structures. It's important to make sure before you enter into any of these contracts, whether it's an annuity, any type of annuity, fixed index, variable, fixed annuity, there's going to be usually a commission associated with that, if not an additional fee with a variable annuity. And then you've got your products like your managed money and things of that nature that are typically going to be a fee-based money management style. And then you've got your, like I said, the mutual funds where you could pay a commission for those.
Granger, why don't we offer this week on the show, if you've got a portfolio there, you're not sure what your fees are, you want to try to find that out, find out the cost that you're spending for that. The first five callers that will give us a call here at our office will be more than glad to get back with you and sit down with you and look at that absolutely free.
There you go. A customized fee analysis for the first five callers today, 423-664-4203. 423-6643, 423-664-4203. It is important to be able to know whether you're getting value out of what you're paying for, and you can't know that unless you know exactly what you're paying for, and that's why Rick's offering this customized fee analysis, 423-664-4203 for the first five callers today. A group called the Senior Citizens League found that real estate taxes have increased by 129% since the year 2000. Over that same period, homeowners insurance has risen 164%, and prescription drug prices have increased 188%, with huge increases like that in the last 18 years. How can we possibly keep up with inflation over the next 18 years?
I mean, looking at these figures, it's pretty startling. Prescription drug up 188%. I mean, we deal with that every day and see the cost and the liability that can have on a family. Home heating oil up 181%. Real estate taxes up 129%. So it's important. I mean, obviously, we can go on and on and on, but it's important to realize that, you know, the old way of 1980 of sticking your money in a CD and getting 8.5% or 9%, at least for the time being, are gone. So it's important to realize that you're going to have to keep up with inflation, because the key here is purchasing power. So today, and this is the thing that we try to get people to understand when we're sitting down and we're testing their portfolio and we're adjusting for inflation, because if you have $1 million today at age 65, what's that $1 million worth at age 95? And to get people to realize that and understand that purchasing power that you're losing. For instance, somebody who was born in, I think it was 1938, somewhere around there, their hospital bill was like $50. Well, if you were still living off of those same income parameters, you wouldn't be able to do much today. You'd essentially be in a poverty position in today's world. So it's important to realize that, you know, taking on some risk, investing, utilizing the markets to keep up with that inflation, to keep up with that purchasing power, while also not taking on an unnecessary amount or more risk than your risk tolerance allows, to hopefully provide that future for you so that you, in your 80s and your 90s, can still live the lifestyle that you want to live.
And important that, you know, again, if you're sitting down with a financial advisor, make sure that person, I'm sure they are, but make sure they are calculating inflation in at least around 2.5%. Because, again, that's you're looking at today's dollars and future dollars, and that's very important. As Granger said, what the dollars are today are going to be totally different when you're 95.
And, I mean, because the biggest thing is, I mean, we're just looking from the year 2000 to 2018. In 2000, what you could buy with $100 worth of goods is now the equivalent of $66 worth of goods. So that just kind of shows the change over 18 years. And hopefully, I mean, I think in the position that a lot of us are in today, our retirement will last at least 18 years. So just kind of fast forward there and realize where you could be, and realize that kind of gives you an idea of what you need to do to hopefully keep up with inflation.
Inflation makes me think of when my parents would go grocery shopping. My dad was in the military, of course, and so we shopped on base at the commissary. And my mom would buy groceries like for the month, discounted at the commissary, of course, for a family of four, and that would be about $100 was the total, $100, maybe $125. I seem to remember the check being now and then. Now, if I go to the grocery store and I spend less than $100 in a week, it's impressive. Now, my son eats a lot, but he doesn't eat that much. And so I think inflation is a big thing that is definitely factored in. And that's a pretty good example. Think about, you know, gas prices, price of milk and things like that. And just think about how much more it's going to be in 18 years, which, again, in your retirement, it's going to last hopefully longer than 18 years, you know, and how the money that you have now, how that is going to work for you and how much it is going to be worth in the future. So, again, inflation is something that a good retirement plan should factor in. And that is something that the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to help you with their retirement plan when they help you with the retirement plan. All it takes is a simple phone call, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Don't forget, if you're one of the first five callers, a complimentary fee analysis. So take a look at what you already have and see what you're paying, and then you can assess whether or not that is worthwhile for what you've been receiving in that so far. Complimentary fee analysis for the first five callers, 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. If you want to learn more information and you want to check out previous episodes of the show, of the Retirement Playbook, they're all up there for you. Just click on the YouTube button up there in the top right corner. And you can check out previous episodes of the show at HughesRetirementGroup.com. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, thank you guys for joining us. One more time, the phone number, 423-664-4203. And as always, before we go, Rick and Granger, I want to give you a final word.
I want to remind folks again, the annual election period, October 15th to December 7th, it is quickly coming to an end. Give us a call. We'd be more glad to help you with your Medicare supplemental options. And as always, remember, if you do not have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
If you're 65 or older, it's time to make your Medicare decisions, and the annual election period runs from October 15th through December 7th. Keep in mind that plans often change from year to year, affecting everything from your premiums to your coverage. Rick and Granger Hughes of the Hughes Retirement Group can help you understand what those changes might mean to you. They'll also explain the Medicare supplemental options that can help you choose the one that's best for you. They can also help you with your other retirement questions, too, including any you might have about Social Security and retirement income. They can help you figure out now whether your assets will last through a 10, 20, or even 30-year retirement. Call the Hughes Retirement Group today, 423-664-4203. Ask about a complimentary retirement strategy. That's 423-664-4203. Or visit them online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products and Medicare supplement insurance.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927-054 and 998-505. Annuity guarantee. Guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.